Getting your heart right. We have all learned to use the practice of judgment in life. After all, that's what life is about. We judge between good and bad, between right and wrong. Judgment is just a way of life. It's what we do. It's probably the case that our judgment systems are working all the time. What's the impact of this judgment process? Well, it's clear that it keeps us alive. When a parent teaches a young child about the concept of hot relative to fire or a hot stove, that's an important lesson that informs judgment. In the normal course of development, we must teach and learn these lessons. It's clear that in the absence of these lessons, there would be a great number of horrific incidents. People would be hurt all the time. However, because of good judgment, we can avoid needless injury. Other things that inform our judgment include people and how we react to them. Have you ever watched a toddler at play? They can be delightful to watch, especially when they discover those things that just tickle them to death, those things that put them into this frenzy of uncontrollable laughter. It's really a joy to watch. At the same time, when this youngster falls or hits something, that's hard or potentially painful, there's that moment of uncertainty before they start to cry. It's that moment when it causes pause, they look around, they're not sure how to react. And then they look to mom and dad to see what their reaction should be. And depending upon the reaction of the parent, that's when the toddler decides whether or not to laugh it off or to cry. That infant is actually asking a very powerful question. The infant knows that there was an event. They know that something happened, but they're uncertain as to how to react. In that moment, there is actually a powerful demonstration about choice. The infant is deciding how to react based upon mom or dad's reaction. This process is what informs judgment from that point on in life. We forget that we have choice in the matter. We forget that we can choose in that moment how to react. But in that moment, infants know clearly about the distinction and about that space, that opportunity for choice. Now, at the same time, with infants, they learn how to manipulate those same conditions. We've all seen situations where a little one has learned how to demonstrate and use fake tears to get sympathy. The work for the parents to unravel those fake tears becomes a tangled web. It becomes a lot of work to discern is it real or not. Many parents figure it out quickly, and the kids figure it out too, and they get grounded in it, and that's good. But the lesson in all of this is that the youngster has learned choice. As we have become adults, as we've gotten older, we forget that we have choice. We go right to the judgment to get whether it's the sympathy or the others crying with us. We know how to work it, and we forget that we have a choice. And we forget that we're actually choosing to be sad, happy, whatever. But there's choice, and that's part of this judgment function. That judgment dynamic is operating with us all the time. We use that judgment dynamic with closing people out of our world, out of our lives. Now, we can go to work, we can socialize, and we can interact, but we choose not to allow people into our lives for sharing and for partnership. We're not just talking about love partners or life partners, but partners along the journey of life. Partners who are on this road with us. This also includes our ability to open our hearts to hear God, to allow that partnership. We don't always allow ourselves to let go of our judgments and our conditions about keeping God out. And if the truth be told, we do not rise into an awareness that we are in fact saying, "No, God, you're not welcome in today." You know that's what you're saying, right? Well, in light of all of this and in light of an opportunity to let God in, consider taking on this experiment just for a week, just for 5 to 7 days. Here's what I would invite you to do. Spend some time just being quiet. Some time where you allow yourself to suspend judgment. Take that time to pray, to meditate, and just to be open to listening to God. In that time, humble your heart, humble your mind. Turn off everything. Not only electronic devices, but turn off your mental, live streaming, information data, non-stop input processing that's insatiable for input. Turn that off as well. You know that little mental machinery that keeps going and saying more, 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 give me more, I need more input. Turn that off. And take this on for 30 minutes a day. That's all. Once a day for a week. Journal the results. Document how well you're able to humble yourself. Document what may have been revealed to you. And document how you felt after that process. When you set your mind and heart to be humble before God, your prayers will be heard. When you set your mind and heart to be humble before God, your prayers will be heard. Now, the variation on that is that our prayers are already answered. Our prayers have already been heard. What we're doing is shifting our disposition such that we can actually hear the answer to our prayers. It's in that moment of choice that we are able to see how God would have us react. We go back to that infant stage where we know something happened and we look to God to see how to react. That's what that is. The choice is what God would have us take away from the incident. The choice is looking to God to inform our feelings. That is when our prayers are heard. God bless.